wee bit of mixed emotions, you know, in terms of obviously very disappointing in terms of being 3-0 down at half time at home, and particularly in the way that we didn't learn. We kept giving away cheap free kicks and knowing that they had good quality, good deliveries, but also a bit of presence. And they punished us big time for that. But even up until then, even in the first half, I thought, in terms of the way it was going, we'd hit the woodwork 3 times prior to that.
It was 10 times the woodwork was hit in the whole game.
The whole game.
Sorry.
80, that must have been for us, Fraser.
Yeah,
yeah. And, you know, I've never been involved, you know, in a home game like that in terms of the amount of shots that go. That must have been touching net there near the 30 mark. 29, was it? Yeah, incredible. And most of them, you know, causing a bit of problem. Give them a great bit of credit. The last 5-10 minutes, they got some fantastic blocks, you know, from Lee John Rankin and that right at the end. But, you know, I'm very... Do you know who I'm very proud of today? And always as a supporter. I thought the supporters at 3-0 down, you could hear they weren't happy coming off the pitch at half-time, and rightly so, because they know what we're capable of. But you could see the intensity right at the beginning of the second half, that there was a purpose about it. And the crowd got right behind us, right throughout, and they were there right until to the death. So for me, they actually played a massive part, and I thought they were probably my man in the match today. There's no doubt about that. But in terms of intensity and the football that we played that second half, I thought was extraordinary.
I guess finding that first half, and you've spoken about that before, coming out of home and just finding that extra level.
Yeah. Maybe we've got to go through there and pretend we're 2-0 down or something before we start again. I don't know. You know, these are the type of things, taking that reaction. They came with a game plan. I thought they were very good at it. Got to give them a bit of credit. I like the way that they tried to come out and play at the back.
Not much improved, but
there's no doubt about that. I've got to give them credit for that also. And they'll take points off teams. But as I say, I'm very, very pleased with the quality of what we had in possession today. You know, the intensity, the purpose of the passing, the movement off the ball, the way that we get into key areas in our final ball, and you know, to get that amount of opportunities. And the only downside of that is that we've only got 3 to show for it. Just got to make sure, keep working away, and you're expecting that if you're going to score 3 goals at home, you're going to win a game of football. But you know, all credit to them. But you know, it's a big process that we're always trying to build upon, and what we've now got to do, we've got to just make sure that we go in, one, that we don't give cheap free kicks away, and two, that any free kicks that we have, we've got to work harder and come up with a solution, you know, and how we deal with that better. There's no doubt about that. And the players know that. We've had a very, very healthy chat in there. They're gutted, you know, and they're absolutely devastated in terms of they've had to come back once again, 3-0 down, but, you know, they're in there, they've given absolutely everything for the jersey, and that's for the jerseys like they do every single week. But as I say, I thought the fans were fantastic right for the second half, and that's a great deal credit to the players and the intensity that they came out and showed.